Hey.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Jamie.
Everybody's popping
Brian.
On quickly. Who else is here?
Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Again, it's always Happy Monday with you guys. You always have the same call every time. I say the same thing every single time. Hopefully it's happy for you guys.
Yes, it is.
You sound very cheerful, Karen. Crazy cheerful.
Well, I just got home from 12 days on vacation, so of course I'm
You're like, yay! That's awesome. Were you able to relax?
Hey, Lane.
Hey, Lane.
Very much so, yes.
Ugh, I can tell by your voice. My goodness, you're like rare and ready to go now.
For sure.
Hey, Lane.
I am.
Hey, guys.
I think it's because Karen saw Lane, and then Lane's energy went to Karen's energy, and then it went back and forth, and then it went to this vortex of craziness, and then that's how come you're both so cheerful, right? That's what happened?
Yep, for sure. Definitely.
Hey, who else is joining?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott. I think we're just waiting for Arion. Arion, you didn't hop on yet, did you? No extra dings. Good. We're almost everybody 1 minute past. I'm so impressed. All right. We're going to jump in with Karen's crazy happy voice right now for wins and accountability. She's setting the mood right for everybody, so go ahead and do your wins and accountability for all of your vacation, Karen, which I'm sure is relaxation and fun, but I'd love to hear about it anyway.
Yeah, so we did do a lot of relaxing, fun, good, deserty stuff, and we had a great time, relaxed a lot. I was able to read a couple of business books that I've been trying forever to read, so that was awesome. Maine. It was really great. We haven't seen I think like the beginning of May. So that was wonderful to hang out in person and caught up. Accountability, yeah, I did keep up with my clients while I was there just once a day though. So that felt really good. Got my business books read that I wanted to read and spent a lot of time relaxing with my husband, so it was all good. And yes, I have a lot of good energy today, which is good because my desk is piled sky high. Good thing I'm in a good mood.
Even looking at the piles, you can still be chipper. I love that. You'll probably get through it faster and better and easier, too, for sure. Awesome. I love that.
Definitely.
All right, Brian, I've got you up next. What are your wins and accountability for the week?
My wins were I integrated that little sheet that you told me about when I was out and doing public speaking.
Yes.
And that seemed to work well. At least now I have a way to contact them. I've already reached out to some of the people, so I get to follow back up with the rest of them today and tomorrow because I was out of town. As for some things I get to adjust, I've got some meetings this week that I get to go to. Tomorrow I'm going to Mastermind at Keller Williams with all of the main guys, which is exciting. So one of my focal points is getting back out in public because conversations have been going slower while we're getting our sales page and stuff finished out. So that's an adjustment that I get to make this week. All in all, I feel good about it. I was able to adjust and implement what you told me about. So that was a good step for me.
Awesome. And let me know how it goes when your follow-up for the speaking thing, because I'm always curious to see how it goes in the wild, so that way I can update my tactics also, or give you any other updates on what you can try if it's not working for you. All right.
Okay.
Aaron, you hopped on, right?
I did.
I thought so. What are your wins and accountability for today?
So it was a great week. We had our highest grossing week that we've ever had, so that was good.
Wow. You keep saying that, Arion. I love this. Over and over and over again. Oh, we beat it again. Go ahead.
I wrote this week. I think everybody in my circle had to make sure that I did. Even my my office manager, she's like, "You're writing today, right? You don't want to get smacked again next week?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am."
I have that weekly recurring slap Scott and light a fire under Arion's butt, which just came in on my email now.
Yeah.
So good. I'm glad I don't have to. Awesome. Other people do it for me. Perfect.
Had a couple of strategy sessions with new clients over the week, so that went well. And did some sort of brainstorming about next year already, just to kind of organize my thoughts. So overall, a really great week on the accountability, 4 for 4. So just very pleased.
Yeah, everybody's chipper and getting stuff. I was going to say shit. Getting shit done this week. I've been with the kids too much. I've been stopping my swearing. I'll let it all out for you guys. Lane, you're up next. What are your wins and accountability for the week?
Well, the win was definitely seeing Karen. I miss her so much, and I think she should come back right now, but I'm being patient. Anyway, accountability 2.5 for 3. I have some more people to follow up with, but I followed up with several from my reunion. And then also came up, another win is in talking with Karen, came up with a great, because I've been talking to her about getting some passive income eventually and looking forward to like March working on the list building for that now. So I posted about that in the group and didn't get any answers on that, but it was over the weekend. So if anybody could take a look at that and give me some feedback, I would appreciate it. But it was a good week. My husband's in Malaysia this week, which makes me a little nervous. So positive thoughts for him traveling during this crazy week would be much appreciated. It just makes me a little nervous this time of the year.
Aw, so yeah, make sure everybody posts in that and where our thoughts are with him for happiness and easiness and getting home safely for you.
Thank
Let
you.
Me know if you need anything too for certain.
Thank you.
Yes, over the weekend it's harder to post on Facebook, but letting everybody know on Monday that you must get Lane an answer. I saw it this weekend, and I was like, wait, Lane's not in the hot seat. Monica's in the hot seat. So I was confused for a minute. And then Monica posted hers, and I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
You're the same. We got you.
We got you. All right. So I'm glad that worked out for you. And Scott, you are up next. Monica's in the hot seat. So what are your wins and accountability, Scott?
All right. I thought the same thing. I read that, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, now I know for Lane's hot seat. All right, sweet deal. Lane, I'll either drop something in you or whenever we talk, I've got some thoughts for you. We have, but we've almost doubled the amount of leads that we've ever gotten before, ever in a month. So
yay! Sorry, celebration. Okay, go ahead.
Well, now I just need to convert them to sales. I'm super nervous about that just because we are, well, we talked a little bit about that last week. We're just having much, much lower show-up rates to the webinars. So we're going to plan B and C. But I'm really excited that we have that many leads to work with in the first place. We've got, I think, almost 1,800 leads over the last rolling 30 days here. And I think over the last week and a half, about 1,500 of those have come in, which is, I don't know, that's 500 more than we've ever received even in a month before, just in the last 7, 8, 9 days.
I adore that, because you know that if you've done it once, you can do it again, Scott, too. So regardless of the conversion on that side, because that's just going to be something you're going to work on anyway, now you know expectation-wise. And I know you all too well that once your expectations have changed, you even try and hit that way, way higher. So I'm super excited. What else
well,
are you
that's the thinking? Disappointing thing, because now we need to hit, like, 4,000 in a month.
Exactly. It's never good enough. Go again.
Yeah, so that's good. I think we had 3 out of 3 action items, and everything is setting up for this week and next for our launches. We got actually back-to-back launches coming up here.
Love it. Keep me updated on how those go, and if even in the midst of it you're seeing things, you know, text me or whatever you need, okay?
Okay, that is coming. I told you I would in about the next 7 days. That is coming very soon, so don't you worry. Thank
dun,
you. I appreciate
dun,
it.
Dun. Okay. Well, I'm also on back-to-back calls and millionaire interviews this week, so just be aware of that, but I will definitely text you back. It just might take a little bit. You can gush over how amazing it's going also, if you like, also.
cool.
Because that's exactly how it's going to happen. They're convert. It's going to be easy, and you're going to be like, oh, I have no problems. I just want to tell you, Jamie, that it's amazing. Okay, I'm just putting that in your head first. Instead of going, oh, wait, we're only focusing on problems. All right, Monica, you are up next. Give us your wins and accountability first, and then let's spin your hot seat. And if anyone hasn't checked out her hot seat yet, make sure you go in the Facebook page because she posted about it too. Four is yours.
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations to everybody. Sounds like it was a really stellar week for everyone. So happy to be here today, and I appreciate you guys showing up, taking time. We almost got, you know, I wanted to push an interim site launch. You guys don't know everything that we're doing, but we're doing this huge production for the new site. Like, we're getting, like, a multi-film crew and stuff like that. So, drone and all this other stuff. I can't push that site live, so I'm working on an interim site. I thought we'd have it up in a week, and that was a little too aggressive, so I got that. That was, like, the big active action, but it'll go up this week. It'll definitely be up by next Monday. So that's cool. I think I'm still not, I don't time myself well. Like, oh, it's not going to take that much time, and it really does. I also, the other part that slowed me down was that I had a 3-day raging migraine, but I had a good friend send me some superfoods, and it kicked it out, and now I feel like I'm, like, hopped up on superfoods. So yesterday I had, like, a 7-hour workday. It was amazing. I feel amazing. And I feel better than I felt, I don't even know when, maybe since I was a little kid. It's crazy. So happy about that. And anyway,
that's
my
huge. The fact that you feel that good is amazing. Keep that up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not to mention I already dropped 4 pounds in, like, I don't know, a couple days. It's bizarre. But anyway, I wasn't, you know. So,
and we've got baby.
Anyway, thank
baby,
God for superfoods. Yeah. Yeah, things got a little tricky today, so I'm sorry, guys. I thought she was asleep, and Grammy didn't come today because Grammy has a cold, and so I'm here.
All right, well, let us know if you need to take a minute and then go into your hot seat or if you're all set. Yeah,
I think I'm
all
set. I
know what it's like with a okay, go ahead.
Okay, apologize, guys. Thankfully, everybody here has kids. So here's the deal. I want to put together a really solid marketing plan, right, for the next year or even the first quarter. What should I be focusing on? The first year might be, like, the full year might be a little aggressive for today, but I was like, hey, what do I really want to talk to these brilliant people in my mastermind about? Well, this. And so this being, what should I focus on? Like, we're going to do this whole new site. So that's already part of the marketing, right, with major video production. I have a sketch of a podcast. We have a new webinar that I'll be doing. I'm just trying to think what you guys thought about marketing in general, because I think what's occurred to me is that a lot of people still don't understand what we do. Part of that is just the industry itself. Part of that clearly is us, you know? So I don't know that I want to spend a whole lot of time on messaging. I want to spend a lot of time on actions. Like, if you know, I just thought I'd throw some thoughts out, like, or get you guys to throw some thoughts out about some marketing ideas. Or we pick one and then can go several layers deep on that, you know?
Well, let's talk about what you want for just a second, because I know you're like, these are my clients, these are the wide variety of services. What can you give us one thing specific as far as a result goes that we can help you choose what type of marketing tactics might work best for that? So, like, if you want more one-on-one consulting that is, like, $30,000 to $50,000 stints, like, that sort of thing, or separate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and I think we need to probably tap into the genius of the group, because I don't know if anybody has experience going. I mean, I have experience going after large companies. Jamie, I think you do, but I don't know that anybody else. I don't know if anybody else does, to be honest. So, let's see. If I had to pick one, Well, then maybe help me, Jamie, because really my thing is that I want this to be a scalable model. So as we developed this revenue challenge for my team, and we launched this really crazy cool revenue challenge for the end of the year, what occurred to me was, oh, my God, what we just designed was totally duplicatable, right? Mm-hmm. And so this whole new process just came up, and it's, like, extraordinary. Everybody was like, oh, my God, this is the most badass thing ever. So that being said, I went, okay, we're really missing if leads are an issue, right? And we get referrals, which is fine, but if leads are an issue, I really need to be focused on marketing. But it needs to be in a way that it's not constantly Monica doing it. That's not how I'm going to scale this thing, you know? And I understand team and leverage and delegating and that stuff. So I don't think I really need help on that. I literally am looking for what could we do to bring in the most bang for the buck, right? Mm. And how are we going to scale it? Can those actions be scalable versus Monica just doing it all?
Heck yeah. Okay. So the process that you just came up with, are we thinking about putting that into the scalable piece that you're looking for a little bit more? What I'm getting at is, yes, we can definitely talk about how to get you more leads. I'm just trying to figure out what leads you're looking for, right?
We're not moving off of personal brands because we are extraordinary at this. I've worked with companies in the past. I'm going, you all know that I'm going back to companies. I've had a couple of calls. I probably have a 99% chance of closing the deal on one organic. They're based in Hawaii. And then I've got another one that's just, I don't know, they're a startup, a grow app. So startups are not really my ideal client because they're always looking for investors, but I had a way in because I developed a strategic partner in San Francisco in the last 90 days. So anyway, so I'm really looking for companies that are probably under, I guess right now it would be a really comfort zone for me is 10 million and under. I've worked with Office Depot, okay, that's a multi-billion dollar company, but I would prefer, if it's just me and I'm not going with a colleague, 10 million and under. Too scary for me to go beyond that right now. Okay, so personal brands and then companies generating 10 million or under.
Okay. And is there a cap in terms of, because you said you don't really want to necessarily work with, I'm assuming, people that are below. The reason why I'm getting to this is, like, if we're trying to come up with specific tactics for specific things, which I know you already know this, is where do we focus our efforts? So let's say you do have a scalable process that you are either selling as we teach you how to do this yourself, or we do this for you, but without Monica's brain involved, right? Yeah. And you have someone else do that. Where is that sweet spot? So they can't be new people. They're probably making more than six figures. That's if you could tell me where we find, like, your ideal person for a lead, and that right now, and that way we can start to try and determine the best marketing tactics for those. Because I'm just wondering, like, what are we selling, and who to, so that way we can curate your marketing plan a little bit better. And if it's not one-on-ones and basis on you, I'm just trying to get clarity on that because I think we really understand who you look for.
I've got the team now in place where I'm not doing everything. Okay, so that's awesome. And so the personal brand that I'm looking for is probably generating at least $125,000 a year. They may have or may not have had success previously, but this is where they're at now. The companies I've already talked about, you know, 10 million and under, but really probably the easy win for us is the do-good companies out there doing good, like the organics, the nutrition, the companies, financial investment, just like that Grow app. I mean, they're attracted to us because of our messaging, and they feel like they have some sort of value alignment with us. So it's an easy conversation starter. So you're looking for companies that are more like social entrepreneurs but not startups, preferably.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so personal brand leads that are doing 125 or more, like the people that are in like next level, Ryan Levesque sort of Facebook group kind of a thing, because a lot of those, I mean, there's some new people in that, but most of them are higher level personal brand types, right, something like that.
Okay.
Is that
maybe
what you mean?
I haven't been in that group. Yeah, I haven't been in
oh,
that group.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, well, that's one idea. Okay, so I'm going to open it up. Anybody can help ask questions. I was just trying to get clarity on where we were really trying to go after, if it was a leverageable thing or if we're just trying to get more leads in general. So everybody else, what do you think Monica should do as far as initiatives for next year, looking at either 3 months or 12 months for marketing side?
Oh, I need to say one more thing, okay? One more thing is, the reason that we thought about the podcast is because once somebody can get me to do an interview, I get tons of leads and I get people gushing. And I've done a lot of public speaking training. I've run masterminds before. It's a comfort zone. I can come completely underprepared and probably nail it. So, and the other thing is that people get real attracted to that video on the homepage, which is why I haven't changed it. And I thought it was crazy. But what they say to me is, this is no exaggeration, okay? And it's going to sound like a lie, but it's not. I have about 75% of clients say, the reason I'm hiring you is because of that video. Or I heard you on a podcast, and I knew that you're the person to work with me.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. But I wanted to tell you at least the feedback that I've gotten thus far that seems to be working, which I would have not, anticipated.
All right, cool. So I remember watching the video, but it was a long time ago, and I don't know if everyone else has either. But I'm going to open it up for everybody to ask questions or give Monica what you think.
Well, now I want to go watch the video.
I know, right?
It's
not that impressive. It's just me going on a rant, you know, but anyway.
It must work.
It's crazy. And people are like, will you make me a video like that? Will you do this? And we do really extraordinary creative things. But, you know, if you guys need help too, what people are looking for, again, the only reason my phone rings is because people are looking to make more money. Is it brand? Yeah, but that's front-end funnel development, right? The guy that I talked to last week from Hawaii about Just One Organics, he's like, Monica, I've spent almost $500,000 trying to market, and I've never heard anybody saying it like you're saying it. Finally, I found somebody who understands. I said, yeah, I just have this unique experience. I get it. So these companies specifically may be interested in brand core messaging and platform. They understand the value of a unique position, like sales positioning. They really understand that. They're looking for somebody who understands how to divide a market or create a market where there wasn't one, right? And then put all the bells and whistles. They are not looking to DIY it. They're so tired of it. Or they're a company and they're like, we would never do that, or our in-house team isn't equipped, right? We need you to do it. And so what I have been successful at in the past is direct mail, but it's really, really slow. But my average return rate is about 33%, which is pretty cool. It's pretty unheard of to get results like that, usually, in direct response mail. But I can do that. But it's really long turnaround, I feel like. So I'd need suggestions on ways to speed it up. Is there anything out of the box, knowing about the podcast and knowing about the video, is there anything out of the box that you guys could think of that I could do that would just be crazy disruptive?
Am I
asking a hard question? You go ahead. I'm done talking.
You know, I'm just thinking of, I don't have all the ideas. I'm kind of opening my mouth here, and we'll see what actually comes out. But in terms of crazy disruptive, I think it's all about getting people to actually view, interact, whatever with it. So let me ask you a question first before I launch into this. Do you already have a good idea of who the people are necessarily in the companies that you want to work with that you'd be targeting? Or have you even gone so far as to, how far down the path of, of this are you? Do you just know that you want to work with organizations that are $10 million and under, or do you have like a hit list of companies that you'd be super excited to work with? Or
I already have the hit list. I already have the hit list. I've got a strategic partner with a lot of kind of at least a few separation, degrees of separation in. I know what makes them, keeps them up at night. I know quite a bit. Some of it will be a learning curve, but I know quite a bit.
Do you have a budget?
No, that's a good question, Scott. No, I do not. No.
As in, no, I want to do this on as low a budget as possible, or as in, no, I just haven't thought about that yet?
Well, I mean, the company is still under 2 years old, or three. It's almost 3 years. It just turned 3, I guess, or 2.5. Anyway, I don't have a humongous budget. Like, I don't have a $5,000 monthly budget.
Okay.
I would spend that if I knew I had something that was going to return like that, of course, because we have a high-ticket item.
Yeah, yeah. Give me just a second. I'll jump in here, but typing out of the box stuff.
Hey, Monica.
Yeah.
It's Arion. So I have an idea. What about just going directly after them?
Okay,
like,
in what
as
way?
As in, like getting an intro and just talking to them. Because I don't know that somebody who's doing that level of business is gonna necessarily come to you through a sales page or something like that. I could be wrong about that, but I think at that level you almost have to go at them in a more direct way, because I think like once they hear you talk and do what you do, then the game is over, but
yeah.
Maybe the real question is not in other words, maybe it doesn't need to be disruptive. Maybe it needs to be old school.
Well, it could be old school as long as it gets in front of them, which in my mind is disruption. But I like what you're saying, Arion, and I've done it in the past, but it's been a slow process. And I don't know if there's a way that we could accelerate that. I only know kind of one way, the way that I did it. Now, the strategic partner in San Francisco has opened a few doors and made it faster, right?
Yeah.
On a few companies, which is awesome, so I could try to find more strategic partners. I don't know how, but anyway, I've got that one, so that's fine. And he's very well-connected. How do I get in front of these people faster? I mean, like, what could I do to not take 3 months to get a conversation?
Well, one thing that you could...
Go ahead, Arion.
Sorry. No, I was
just
going to say, one of the things that you could do is speak to more of them, right? So one of the things that I did before was, you could go to like a company like Owler, right? And
mm-hmm.
and put in, one company that's in your hit list, and you can find who their main competitors are, right? And those would be basically people that are at the same level, and I think that would give you some ammunition also when you're speaking to them over the phone, because nobody wants, like, once they hear you and how good you are, like, nobody wants their competition to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that expanding the hit list may be one way to get there, just talking to more people.
And so how would you go about that conversation? I mean, okay, so here's the deal. Like, Justin Christensen does his thing where he, like, LinkedIn people, and I haven't found that to be real successful for us, although I didn't give it, like, I maybe did a 60% way. I don't know that I gave it 100%, but it just feels a little strange to me. Plus, his is very... He just, like, sends one email that's like, hey, I can help you get more conversions. Do you want to talk? And then... you get people on the phone. He targets these CEOs.
That's what Peter and Vanessa are doing really, really well. So they took what Justin and... Oh, yeah, they're getting crazy good conversions. They have a whole sales process. They're hiring a new salesperson, though, also. that will do a lot of that. But they also have a sales guy that does that specific thing too. So I like where Arianne's going with this one too, because that's why I was asking you the question, because podcast is a wide net, right? But the amount of people that actually fit yours, I mean, I have one, right? And I work with higher level people, but a lot of you guys, and when I just sold out the next mastermind, it's a lot of people that I've just either met at, you know what I mean? It's friends of friends, but also like met at places and like long-term relationships. So it isn't like, oh, I just found your thing and in 3 months we're all set, you know? So one guy that just signed up, I met at Podcast Movement, and yes, he had heard of my podcast before. So it's definite. If you want to go the personal brand route, so that way you can show people how good you are at personal branding, that's definitely one thing. But you're going to get a lot of lower level prospects that way, instead of doing like what Arianne says, going right after the big boys. So Arianne has a list that goes after big boys too. It's just it's harder to find your list. It's actually easier to go speak at conferences and stuff like that, one-to-one. That's a little bit, quote-unquote, faster, the relationship side, which we've talked about before. But it's not that sexy thing that you're really looking for. At least that's what it sounds like.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way as long as it works, right? Because once I get on the phone and the whole experience that people have within our organization and all the touches, when they become a client, it's amazing. Like, people talk about it, like how amazing it is just to be a client, right? So you're right. If I can get to them and get them on the phone or meet them, that would be great, ideally on the phone. I think I'm better on the phone than in person, way better. But, Arianne, how are you going straight to these big guys? Like, how does that marketing work for you? Because I have a hit list of personal brands that I know I could work on too. That feels a little offensive. Like, hey, we could do a better job because what you got going on looks shitty. I mean, it wouldn't be like that, of course, but you know what I mean? Like, I wonder how I would feel if somebody approached me.
Well, I mean, I think part of it is, you know, that's why I was going with the intro, right, is that, you know, you could sort of borrow somebody else's credibility with them or closeness with them to give you an intro. And then you sort of work through your prospect to generate more prospects that they can give you intros to, right? So in other words, if you speak to five people and then out of those five you convert one or two, those one or two people can then probably refer you to people that are in not necessarily competitive industries but complementary industries that could benefit from whatever they, you know, hired you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of like, once you get that, you know, once you get the first couple, right, that's going to, I think that's going to be a little tough in the very beginning just to get the first few. But like, once you get the first few, that opens the door and you can follow that door all the way down the hallway.
Okay,
right?
So
and
maybe we can play this
doors.
Tape. Okay, sorry. Did you say?
Yeah. No, that was
okay.
It.
So let's say I close the deal on this just one organics, which is likely. Okay, and they also have
right.
this Unified Field Federation, corporation or something. I don't know. This guy has two things.
Yeah.
Let's say I close the deal on that. And then, so based on what you're saying, then how would I leverage that relationship to go close three more deals?
So at the very end of the conversation, right, like once you, you know, a lot of times, you know, salespeople, they feel like they have to sort of wait until the client sort of sees results before they can ask for a referral. But really what makes a lot more sense is, you know, they've hired you, right? So, you know, we like to think that we're rational, right? And they at that moment, they feel like they made the right decision, right? So why would they not want somebody else that they care for to make that same decision, right? It in a way, it kind of reinforces their own decision, makes them feel good about themselves, right? So what I would do is I would just go back to them and say, hey, you know, I'm excited to work with you. You know, we have this goal. Like, you can even sort of parlay it as a challenge. Like, we have a challenge in our company that we want to help, you know, whatever it is, you know, 50 or 40 or whatever companies this year. You know, who do you know that you know, is sort of in a similar position but maybe in a different industry that you, that this would be really helpful for. you know, and usually you'll, you know, they'll give you a couple of names, and then you can ask for the intro. You can say, hey, would you mind, you know, sending an email so I'm not calling them completely cold?
Just be that aggressive.
Yeah. It works.
And what was the last thing you said? Just, would you mind if what?
Yeah, you ask them to either send an email or make
okay.
a call to that person, right, to let them know. You say, hey, would you mind, you know, sending a quick email or making a quick phone call to that person, letting them know that I'd be calling them?
Okay, that aggressive. Well, wow. And so
yeah.
That doesn't make them mad?
No. It makes them feel like a superstar.
Yeah, and Monica, the way that what Arion said that really makes the difference on some of those, because I get it. Sometimes I don't like pushing, and you feel like it's a push. What Arion said, which I wanted to highlight, was we're looking for 30 companies to work with this year that are amazing. So I like to focus, if you do ask something like that, like I was doing on the Mastermind, I like to focus on, since you're so amazing and I only want to work with amazing people, if you know of anyone that is as amazing as you, that this would be a really good sweet spot. I'll just chat with them on the phone. You know, I'm a pretty soft sell. I'm not going to go crazy. If I don't think I can help them, I'll tell them that too. So I sort of soften it that way. But it totally does work because once they're excited, that's what we did for the mastermind too. So the other option also that I like to do on the once you close somebody that's really big is I ask them where they're going to be. In terms of if they're traveling at all and if they're going to any conferences. You know me in conferences. So I will go where they are going because they most likely have been going there for a long time. And I mean, ask them and find out. But if they know a ridiculous amount of people and you go along and you make friends with them and you hang out with them and they start introducing you to other people as, this is Monica, she's my company that does my amazingness for me, right? And they love you.
Right.
That's a way better intro. That's in person. You can warm them up really, really quick on that side. So I remember you asked me about conferences and stuff like that beforehand. I like doing that for conference side because especially at the beginning, if let's say they're part of an organics association that they go to every single year and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is so my sweet spot. You go and you go, I'm brand new to this. If you could sort of show me around, introduce me to any people that you think would be awesome to know, that sort of stuff. Then that's where the faster sale can come from, the in-person stuff, I think, also.
Okay. Well, then this is so helpful. Like, I got to get this recording, okay? I know you record all these to me, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So then can I ask you guys, unless anybody's, like, chomping at the bit, can I ask some of you guys about how to kind of turn a conversation on this in the way of, like, the personal brands? Like, what if I went to some of these people cold? I've got a completely cold list for some personal brands that I want to go after. And I'm just curious, you know, because cold is different than introduction. Obviously, it's going to take longer. Is there anything that you guys would do, any actions that you would take, any words that you would say to kind of change that? Or would you do something comprehensive like take a list and retarget them or, you know what I mean? Like we could just to think through it, invite them to a private webinar. I mean, you know, I've done stuff like that in the past for clients. It's been real successful. I'm curious to know what you guys would think.
So one thing just to piggyback on the conference thing is you can email them cold. If they're a personal brand, they probably get a lot of emails like this anyway, so you might only hit their assistant. But say, hey, I love this. I love what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. Are you going to any events or have any meetups or anything that I can be a part of? Because I really want to meet them in person. So then you're just sort of getting to know where all the people are also. Again, so if there's speakers somewhere, then you know, and then you can sort of start aligning what you're planning on doing for that. Because then I start warming them up. Because, again, some of this is long-term stuff for sure. But if you've already got your hit list and the hit list notes, because Deacon's done this extremely well. Deacon got one amazing client, Ryan Moran, and he leveraged that, and he's been getting referrals like insane to Gabby Bernstein and all these huge names that he never would have had access to, right? Now, one of the reasons why they do that is because when they give a referral, they go, this guy's really great, and he's probably not charging what he's worth, which is what I'm working on with Deacon in general. But he's probably not charging, so they're getting really, really great value for a really great thing. So the referral is easy, super easy for them. He didn't even have to ask for referrals. People were referring him anyway. Because, again, that's a need where people are like, we need Facebook ads. Go. So on your side, people aren't usually like, I need to rebrand everything, or I need this. But what's funny is that you do all of the pieces and the parts, right? So just because it's not a one-to-one kind of thing. So in regards to getting in to the group as like the behind-the-scenes person, I think that's really important in general. So to me, leveraging that list and starting to get to know one or two or three or five of them really, really well. That's what I do in general in life to try and, like, I made friends with Pat. Oh, now he's friends with all these people. I get an introduction at conferences for this. And then I'm one of the cool kids, quote unquote. And then you can leverage that once you've done it. So we've talked about a little bit of that before, but if you already have that hit list, I would align it based on that specific hit list, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And okay. Ideally, you already know someone that's there that will introduce you to them. That's why I'm saying that. That makes it, if someone's like, oh, my gosh, Monica's amazing, and they can do an introduction in person while you're there, way, way better. That's just one idea. There's a whole bunch of others, but I'm going to let everybody else talk because, you know, I can talk to you later. Go ahead, guys.
So, hey, Monica, it's Kieran. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
So the common denominator, the way you described it in the very beginning, and this is something totally different than we've already talked about, but the common denominator for you closing the deal seems to be just either through video or through you having a conversation, people actually talking to you, that is when, like, everything shifts more than just I think Scott said this, like, more than an opt-in page or a sales page or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if, like, this is totally out of the box, something totally different. But if for the people on your hit list, if you actually picked, like, one thing, like, I know you said you don't know how someone would feel if they came to you and said, hey, you're doing this shitty. But if you came to someone and said, hey, you know, I was looking at your website, or, hey, I was looking at this page, and I have, you know, this idea. So don't really give away the whole idea, but you're talking to them about something that's very personal to them. So it's going to get their attention more than if it's just a generic, hey, can we jump on a call? And the way to go about this, I'm imagining for you, is you record something, a video. You record it in a video. And even if you could use something like ScreenFlow so that your face is on part of the video, and if you're showing them like something on their website or a sales page or something like that that you're just referring to, it's like warm and fuzzy for them because it is so personal. It's theirs. And then ask for a conversation or ask for a meeting so that you're actually getting to come across in the way that you really shine. Like, if you are talking to someone, that's where you really shine, and that's where you can sell your services no problem. So if you start in that way, since that is really where you shine, I have a feeling that it would be so different that they would receive something like that, but that they would watch it, and then the likelihood of them actually connecting with you, I feel, would go up versus just another email.
I love that idea, and it's something I could do as long as I just committed to, like, doing a few and they were targeted each week. Jamie, is like, Keegan, would she send something on to you if you got that or not?
Yeah, they do. Well, right now they do just because they're not sure yay or nay. I have parameters otherwise. But, yeah, usually they send it to me and go, hey, what do you want me to do with this? If it's a good enough proposal, right, or a good enough pitch, then I'll say yes. And if it's not, then I'll be like, oh, just reply to them this. And then they never get past the gatekeeper. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. Hmm. Okay, well, I love that. I mean, you know, I'm game to try anything and everything, and it does connect my voice with it. Yeah, I'll have to think through. Sometimes I make things more difficult than they probably need to be, but, you know, how do you establish that credibility if they've never heard you? I guess I could lean on all of my zillion client testimonials, you know, something like that. Hey, I've done the work with Lisa Nichols and Jamie Masters and all sorts of people.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Monica, I know you have some case studies or success stories on your site. Do you have those in PDF format? Because when you're contacting them, if you can send them, like, the most relevant one, like if it's a personal brand, you send them something like Lisa Nichols. If it's a more corporate type of thing, you send them, or if it's the organics, then you send them something that resonates with them. They say, oh, my gosh, that's us. Do you have those written up in that format?
No, I don't, but that's a great idea. I could definitely do that. And I need to update some of those numbers anyway. Like one of the women is at 360K, and she just passed a million on this brand. So, yeah, I can do that, Lane. That's a great idea.
Hey, Monica?
Jamie, go ahead, Ariane.
No, so one thing I wanted to add, you mentioned that you were concerned about, you know, sort of going at them with, like, you know, here's why you suck currently and here's how you not to suck, you know, in the future. One way to sort of get around that, you know, without, like, being aggressive but without, you know, hitting them directly that way is to sort of share your, you know, wide array of case studies for a situation that was similar to theirs but where it wasn't them, right? So in other words, you could share a story about how you helped somebody that had that issue and, you know, the holes that you found in it and what you did and how it worked, and you're sort of hitting them indirectly. So you're not saying that they're the same way, but you are.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I think it does.
Yeah.
Just talking about this other client that I did XYZ for, yeah, it was in their same industry,
right,
but not them, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I know we only have about 13 minutes left, so where else do you want to take this, Monica? What do you want that you haven't gotten yet?
Well, maybe I just switch gears entirely, you know, and tell you guys that I'm going to launch this podcast. Do you guys have any up-and-coming latest tips for me to know as we do this?
I have a bazillion tips.
Or Jamie, listen, Well, here's the other thing. I trust you entirely, and you've known me for a while, right? We've known each other for a while now. If there's something else that you think I should be talking about here, let's talk about it. You know, I trust you to direct that.
So I don't know about the... So I want to talk about podcast stuff if you are planning on doing that for certain, but part of me wants to make it, like you said, I know I love you, and sometimes we overcomplicate things, and instead of going, okay, let's just make this super simple and make sure that we're, you know, still asking for sales and referrals, because that's what you go on. But I know forever you've been really, really wanting to level up your own personal brand side. Is that the point of the podcast, to just sort of prove it that you guys can do it really, really awesome, and then therefore go to creating your own products and stuff like that from there?
Well, maybe yes and no. Like, I want to be the spokesperson of the company, but I designed it in a way that if it ever happened where it could be acquired, and that's not uncommon for ad agencies or agencies in general, I didn't want it to be all about Monica. So I also know I'm a really strong salesperson and spokesperson. So, yes, in some ways I need to up-level that, but people are connecting to me. And
yeah.
I guess that's, you know, it's been a resistance part for me, you know. I like to be behind the scenes for
Let
all.
Let me ask
so,
you this.
Cause
Jason Swink, who is amazing and awesome and has a whole brand on growing agencies now, he sold his agency for, like, $17 million. And I have a couple other friends that are selling their agencies right now also. So if you're going the potential to sell the agency model, you starting a podcast under your voice unless you're planning on that being an asset and or being the transition and you keeping it later, doesn't make sense to put yourself as the masthead. You really should go based on the process, right? Our agency is amazing because our process is like this, right? Otherwise, if you want the podcast just because you want the podcast, to really try and get not the agency side a bunch of because to me, agencies, like if an agency has a podcast, yeah, that's definitely cool. But agencies that I know of flourish not because they have a whole bunch of smaller end followers. It's because they have a salesperson that just pounds the pavement and kills it for where they need things, right? Or that sort of thing. The model is just a little bit different. And so it depends on what you're looking for. If you really want to change from where you are right now into more of like the passive income kind of side and the having the email list and the you being that side of things, then a podcast makes perfect sense. But if you're going down the agency, we want to have a full pipeline going after the process that we have that is easy to replicate and I can step away from as the owner, that to me is a different choice. Right. So what we were giving you for examples is, oh my gosh, everybody loves Monica. Therefore, we want you to network. We want you to get into we want you to get the referrals. But if we're talking about you want to grow this, you know, 5, 10 million and then sell it, that's a different subset. So that's where I'm going like, okay, we can definitely talk about podcasting. I know a lot about that, help a lot of people with that. But is that going to get you to the goal that you want, which I think is more removing yourself from some of this stuff instead of putting yourself more in more, unless it's just fun for you and that's where you want to go. Because I'm just afraid if we start the podcast route, I know I have 8 millionaire or 7 millionaire interviews on Wednesday. It is back to back to back, right? And then this other Michael Gerber, I'm going to be interviewing Michael Gerber from the EMS, which is amazing, but he can only do it on Sunday. Great. Awesome. So I'm doing it on Sunday. So that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be pulling you away. So I just want to make sure, at least not at the upfront, the list building and stuff like that's just going to take a while. So that's what I'm trying to get at. Where are we trying to go in next year that the podcast launch makes sense or the hiring a salesperson makes sense, right? So you're not the only one. So that's where the path I'm going down on the sales and marketing side. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. I guess, give me your thoughts. I don't know the answer to that yet.
How much do you want to make next year? How much do you want to make next year and how much do you want to work next year?
My goal will never change. I have to pass the 7-figure mark. Now, is that going to happen next year? I don't know. It could if we're going after these companies. But okay. I bet it's likely that maybe, you know, 500,000 is a pretty solid goal.
Okay. So 500,000. Then the biggest question is how much do you want to work? Because I know you, Monica. that's the question.
Well, you know, my health scare, it was so traumatic, it really put me in my place. So, you know, I don't want to work crazy. I can do crazy.
I know.
I don't want to work
crazy. I don't care what you can
right?
do.
But, like, what's reasonable? What's reasonable?
Well, I think
what should I be working? Somebody
should be getting you out of this, to tell you the truth. So whether that means getting you out of this because you want to sell the system as a digital program and you have a trainer, Joey's model, right? Or whether you want to go agency route, more Peter and Vanessa. They were just staying at my house all weekend, right?
Yeah.
So more Peter and Vanessa route. Yeah. They're moving to Austin, so you should come visit Austin again. Which path sounds better? Because I feel like we can't go over marketing. Because what I'm afraid of, and I know we only have a couple minutes left, but what I'm afraid of is that we're going to give you all these marketing ideas and tactics of you really being the person. Because you can do it. And you're like, yay, now I'm going to conferences, now I'm doing this, now I'm doing that, and then I have a podcast, and then I'm blah, blah, which is great if the personal brand, but the personal brand is harder to work yourself out of. Now, if you don't necessarily want to be worked out of it, that's totally fine, too. But what I'm trying to find is where is your leverage point? And I feel like you need to make a decision on which path you're going to go down in order to know which is the best route. Does that make sense? The clarity
of the faster path is to get a salesperson in. It's helping a little bit with the strategic partner, but he's a strategic partner. He's not a salesperson. I mean, he is a salesperson, but, he's not a hired salesperson. So if you just ask a black and white question, the faster path is we'll hire a salesperson. Do I launch the podcast anyway? I don't know. I might.
But I think this company was always designed for the potential. If something magical happened and we went into acquisition, I didn't want it to be the Monica Liddell show.
So if you go down the, I think the salesperson could be the fastest path, then you're going what Peter and Vanessa did, which was curating the system of getting leads that convert, right? Justin Christensen, he does that too. Like, whatever that path is, and you curate what that is, right? Regardless of you being the sweet spot person where everybody loves you, right? But it has to be, you have to have a salesperson that everybody loves you. Like Peter and Vanessa are chatting with Olga, my best friend, about hiring a salesperson because she's a sales recruiter. So ideally what you want, and they already have a VP of sales. So what if you go down that path because you think that's faster, that means what you're doing right now is curating the process to get those really, really well-qualified leads without needing your special sauce, right, in terms of you being the one that everybody loves. So that's a different question. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. It seems like I'm going down the Peter and Vanessa route.
All right, that's amazing to know because they've already done it and you're friends with them. Yay. But that's also like the Jason Swink route, and that's a lot of other people's route also. I worked with a digital agency kind of similar to yours. They did a website, digital marketing stuff, and you might even know him, but he was the guy, right? He runs a conference. He's the guy. Everybody knows him as the guy. So him trying to sell at that point was just not going to happen because he's the guy. He's the one with all the ideas. He's the strategy. He's the this. He's the that. And he was getting extremely overwhelmed because he can't be the only guy. So he hired – what he wanted to do was have somebody help with strategy because he loved the sales. So he hired somebody as his right hand that I personally think is better at strategy than him. He's more of a schmoozer. He's actually better at sales. So he went down the sales path, right, instead, and hired somebody to really – help on the strategy side, which is where his sweet spot, he was doing both roles. You're doing both roles also. So whichever role you want to be hiring for first, and if it is the Peter Vanessa route of the sales side, how do you curate what you're doing sales side-wise now and be able to make that process so systematized that we can have somebody else do that for you? Because otherwise we don't have the leverage and it's still
right.
Just you. And that's what I'm afraid of when we're going down the marketing path. Of like, yeah, we can tell you all sorts of marketing ideas for you, but I don't necessarily want it for you, right? With Scott, we're like, you need other coaches. You can't be the guy coaching 24 hours a day. It doesn't work that way. So where's the leverage point if you want to be coaches? Well, we have to have other coaches. So I want to make sure we're going down the right path so we can give you the right, because everything we said, the conference stuff, the everything, could be perfect for your salesperson. And they might love that.
Good point.
So when you try and hire someone, you want to find somebody that's really, really great at that because you know that that's the process that we're going down that potentially works. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm going to need some money for that. So I got to get some clients in. How much money do you think I need, Jamie, monthly to pay for something like that?
Depends on commission structure and stuff like that. I would not do commission only, though you could probably chat with Olga about some of that stuff. I know you know her too. I'm impressed with the way she's running her stuff. She just closed and keep this confidential, guys, you know, but she just closed a $500,000 deal and she doesn't want employees. I'm like, Jesus. So she's got a whole bunch of people working on commission. I'm very, very impressed with what she's doing. So you might want to chat with her about some of that stuff. Cause to me, you do need to have sort of whatever the salary is plus more. But what I would do is when you're writing out this marketing and sales plan, because yours, getting that consistent is going to be your biggest sweet spot, I think, and having people in the pipeline and ready to convert. So figuring out what your sales process is, like completely hands down, and what your conversions are on that sales process side, and then we just keep putting people at the front end of that, whether it be referral or whatever it is, that's what I would love for you. So instead of creating a marketing plan, which I know you're good at, which we're like, let's get in front of enough people and let's have the sales pages and blah, 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 blah. That's not exactly your market. Your market needs the one-on-one time with somebody in order to say yes to a $30,000 deal, you know? So
okay.
It's different. That's why I was trying to get clear.
Yeah, So maybe we can just talk about it in a one-on-one or something, because I've already got about half of it. I think ready to rock and roll. I've got
okay.
a presentation.
Outline the entire...
I do every single time.
Perfect. Okay, outline that entire thing in an SOP format and send that to me, and then we will schedule the next call with you, so that way I can go over that with you and let you know, and then you can chat with Olga, and we can set a plan for when you can actually hire. So what we'll do is we'll figure out how many sales do you need to get personally in order to have the cash in order to hire that first salesperson. Because I know we've had this conversation before a little while ago. So let's just create the plan to really go all in on that. Because you doing a podcast at this point is just a one-to-many, but we don't have any way to sell them. And I really want you to have a very clear focus, because you only have so much time. And you have a baby. And it's already time is up, which is crazy. Sorry, guys, I took over the conversation.
Thank you, guys. This is great. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, Monica, me and you will get back together so we can go over this. Karen, you are in the hot seat next week. So after your desk is cleaned off, go ahead and post in the Facebook group on what you guys need. We also have Pat Flynn. His webinar is next week. So if you guys can show up next Wednesday, we've got everybody set up for that. And if you have any specific questions for him and cannot make it, definitely send them to me in advance. And I'll remind you again next week. But if you guys need anything at all, you guys know where to find me, okay? Have an amazing night. Take care, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.